Hare Krishna. So in the previous verse, that is Shloka number 65, Krishna spoke very nicely about what is the result when someone gets connected to Krishna. So the verse was, Prasade sarva dukkhanam, haner asyopajayate prasanna chetaso. So what happens? Prasade sarva dukkhanam. So when the person is connected to Krishna, when he receives the mercy of Krishna, he is satisfied in Krishna consciousness. And as a result, all the miseries are destroyed. And prasanna chetasaha, the person is peaceful. But then, what happens to those people who are not connected to Krishna in Krishna consciousness? That Krishna is going to speak now in this verse that we are going to discuss today. In fact, in this verse, we will see the secret of happiness. Everyone in the entire world is searching for happiness. Everyone. Every single activity we do, the goal is to get happiness. But then, we see that we don't get happiness. We might get, but it's flickering. So how can we get that permanent happiness? How can we get that permanent satisfaction? Krishna is talking about that in this particular verse. So let's explore this particular verse and get the secret of being permanently happy. Shloka number 66 goes like this. Nasti buddhir ayuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavyatah shantir ashantasya kutah sukham. So Krishna is saying here, na asti buddhir ayuktasya and nacha ayuktasya bhavana. So ayuktasya is used twice. So what do you mean by ayuktasya? Ayuktasya means not connected to Krishna. Not connected to Krishna. Yukta means connected. Ayukta is not connected. So not connected to Krishna. So the one who is not connected to Krishna, what happens? So there are four repercussions of it. First, na asti buddhir. That is, the person will not have transcendental intelligence, fixed intelligence. First. Second, nacha bhavanaha, the person will not have fixed mind, peaceful mind. He will not have a fixed mind. Third, nacha abhavayataha shantir, that person will not have peace. He will not be peaceful. And if he is not peaceful, then ashantasya, if he is not peaceful, kutha sukham, then where is the question of happiness? So, a person who is not connected to Krishna, that is, ayuktasya, when he is not connected to Krishna, four things will happen. One, the first one is, the person will not have fixed intelligence or transcendental intelligence. Second, he will not have a fixed mind. Third, he will not be peaceful. Fourth, as a result of all this, he will not be happy. So now, let's discuss this one by one and try to understand the secret of happiness. So in chapter 5, now when we'll explore chapter 5, the last shloka of chapter 5, that is 29th shloka, very very nice shloka, which is called as the shloka of peace formula, because we need peace to be happy. So how to get that peace? So 529, it says, 5th chapter 29th shloka, it says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhurdam sarva bhutanam yatva mam shanti mrachati. So here it is said, yatva mam shanti mrachati. So anyone who knows this, anyone who understands this, anyone who realizes this, will surely attain peace. So what to understand? Three things. First one, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam. So Krishna is the one who receives all the results, or who is the beneficiary of all the sacrifices and all the austerities, yagya and tapas. So he is the one, he is the beneficiary, he is the one who receives all the results of it. First one. Second, it says, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor, the supreme proprietor who owns everything and who controls everything. Now when we hear these two, that is, he is the supreme beneficiary and he is the supreme controller, supreme proprietor, it feels like, oh, this person might be cruel then. But the third point is, Surudam Sarva Bhutanam, but he is well-wisher of everyone. He is the friend of everyone. So anyone who understands these three, that he is the only enjoyer, second, he is the controller and proprietor, and third, he is the friend of each and every living entity. So that personality who understands this very thoroughly, realizes this very thoroughly, will become peaceful. How? Because he will take shelter of Krishna at that point of time. And when he takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna will take care of the rest. Where is the question of worry? Where is the question of anxiety? So that person will be peaceful. And another point, you know, which is mentioned here, is if one is not in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be a final goal for the mind. Disturbance is due to want of an ultimate goal. See, the people who are into depression, if we properly analyze the situation, they are into depression because they cannot see what next to do. They don't have a goal in front. So if we just remove the goal, okay, I'm giving a sadistic trick here. If we want to disturb someone, if we want to put someone into depression, just make the goal hazy. Make their goal hazy or remove that goal, you know, by some discussion. And we will see the person will become disturbed completely. And if the person is sensitive, he'll get into depression. So this goal is very, very important. To have the goal is very, very important. Because only when goal is there, people can march towards that. People will know what next to do. When a person gets up in the morning, he will know what to do. If there is no goal, you know, then it will be really chaotic. Really chaotic. Just imagine, you know, we are out from the house to go to a place. And someone is asking, so where are you going? And you're like, I don't know. So the person who was asking, he also will get disturbed and we'll also get disturbed. Yes, because there is no goal. So goal is very, very important. And in this world, we might set any goal, but every single goal that we will set will be based on materialism. And as Krishna says, this world is ashashvatam, anityam, means temporary, always changing. So just imagine the goal is always changing. All the time the goal is changing. And so in various seminars, people say that one should have short-term goal and long-term goal. Why people say that? Because the goals are temporary. That is the reason. People say that short-term and long-term and whatever. And we will see that be it short-term or long-term, everything is short only. Because all the time, the things will keep changing in this material world. But then, when a person has the ultimate goal, a permanent goal, the person can be peaceful. Mind will be peaceful. But then, to have something permanent, the goal to be permanent, that personality or that thing should be permanent. So who is that permanent personality in our life? It's Krishna. Krishna is the permanent personality in our life. All the time Krishna is there with us. All the time. He's always there in our heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishta. He's always there in our heart or with us. So when we make Krishna as our goal, attaining Krishna in this very lifetime as the goal, what happens? The mind will become stable, the mind will become peaceful. Because anything happens in life, that goal will not change. Because that goal is spiritual, that goal is not material. So any material disturbance of this world cannot change the spiritual goal that we have in our life. So the people who are disturbed all the time, the people who are unhappy, the people who are sad, morose all the time, if you just ask them this question, what is the goal? You will find no answer to that. And even if there is some answer, that will be a very, very short, flickering goal. So the person will not be satisfied and happy. So here it is very nicely said that there cannot be a final goal if the person is not Krishna conscious. And disturbance is due to the want of an ultimate goal. And we are so fortunate, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got this Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita makes it very clear, what is the goal? Goal is to attain Krishna. That is the goal. To break the cycle of birth and death. That is the goal. So we have to just march towards that. When we start marching towards that, everything else around, all the problems of this world because of materialism becomes insignificant. Very, very, very small. Then the next point that is made here is one who is engaged without a relationship with Krishna is certainly always in distress and is without peace. However much he may make a show of peace and spiritual advancement in life. So it's almost like, if suppose someone is not connected to Krishna, then it's like some electrical appliance not plugged into the power, the plug or the socket. So what happens? It will not work, simple. It will not work. If it's a mobile phone or a laptop, it will get discharged after some time. So getting connected or being connected is very, very important. And whom to get connected? To the powerhouse of the entire creation. And who is that powerhouse? That powerhouse is Krishna. So when we are connected to Krishna, automatically what will happen? Our entire existence will be proper. And the most important thing, he is the source of all happiness. He is the ocean of happiness. Akhila rasamrita murti. He is full of rasa. So when we get connected to that personality, who is the most beautiful one, who is the most strongest one, all knowledgeable, all famous, and the one who is all renounced as well, having all these wonderful qualities, and yes, obviously all strong. So what happens? Automatically we will find that eternal shelter and ultimate peace. Because now the shelter is not changing, because Krishna is the shelter, right? So that's what is told here, that even if a person is practicing some sort of spirituality, but if he is not connected to Krishna, he will always remain disturbed. And that is the reason we see now in this world, people keep changing one institute to another. Why? There is no Krishna. There is no Krishna. Yes? But then when Prabhupada went to West, so when Prabhupada gave Krishna, you know, to all the hippies there, they were all so satisfied. They were all so satisfied and they never left Prabhupada. They always remained in ISKCON serving Srila Prabhupada and their entire life got transformed. And here, finally, the last line says, Krishna consciousness, this is a very nice punching line, very nice. Krishna consciousness is a self-manifested, peaceful condition which can be achieved only in relationship with Krishna. So it's not that we are supposed to go and buy it from somewhere. It's natural, it's self-manifested. So it will manifest itself. And Krishna consciousness is a self-manifested, peaceful condition. So it's not a disturbing condition, it's a peaceful condition. Anyone who practices Krishna consciousness, automatically the person becomes peaceful. And as a result, byproduct of it is, he will be happy. So that is the reason, in every single video almost, you know, we are saying that chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. What happens when we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? We will get connected to Krishna. See, okay, reading Bhagavad Gita is good, understanding Bhagavad Gita is good, but finally we have to do something in practice. So when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, what happens? We get connected to that most blissful personality, Sachidananda Vigraha. We'll get connected to that personality and that connection will bring everything else in our life. If this connection is not there, then there is no use of doing anything in this life. So it is very much needed. In fact, we are going to complete the second chapter now. So it's recommended that all of us should chant at least 108 times the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every single day. So if we don't know how to chant on beads, we have already made a video how to chant on beads. You can search for that and watch that video and understand how to do it. And you know, you can have your own set of 108 neem beads and chant on that every single day. It's very, very, very powerful to get connected to that personality, the most beautiful, the most blissful personality. So now Krishna is going to continue in the same mode. And in the next verse, he is again going to speak something related to what we discussed today. So let's see this in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.